Lesson 5, My Hope is Built. John worked as the assistant manager of the local movie theater. The salary wasn't great, and he struggled to make ends meet, taking on extra work as a handyman, using his van to double as a workshop on wheels. He could fix almost anything, as well as do some light plumbing, carpentry, and flooring work. Fortunately, he was also a very talented musician and began playing with a local band. Before long, the band earned a great reputation and started getting engagements every weekend to play at weddings, nightclubs, parties, and celebrations of every sort. This afforded him the opportunity to finally purchase his first house. It was a house that had been abandoned years ago, and the city was planning to tear it down. It needed some work, but he was capable of doing much of the work himself. Things were going quite well in John's life, with business booming on all fronts. For the first time, he started to feel a sense of stability, which gave him great hope for the future. Then came 2020, which brought with it the global pandemic that changed many lives forever. Businesses were forced to close their doors, many of them shut down forever. Among the hardest hit industries was entertainment, which of course included movie theaters and nightclubs. Large weddings, graduations, and other celebrations were postponed or canceled for months. Those who were unable to shoulder the economic impact shut down permanently. John was in great despair, struggling just to stay afloat. The movie theater closed, and the band broke up. He had a little bit of money saved, but not enough to keep up with his bills. Needless to say, John began to despair, feeling hopeless, knowing that he had no choice but to sell his house. He started to do the much-needed repairs on his house with the hope that the improvements would allow him to sell it at the highest price. He was sad, but kept working on the house for many hours every day. As John began repairing the floor, he realized that some of the boards actually needed to be replaced. Under one of the boards, he noticed a strange-looking cloth bag covered with what looked like dust accumulated over many years. He opened it only to find that it was filled with what turned out to be over $10,000 in cash. He shouted, "Keep hope alive!" Discussion questions. 1. Is it a sin for believers to lose hope? 2. One of the favorite hymns of all time is, "His eye is on the sparrow." If God is watching over me, us, why should I feel discouraged? 3. How can the church help society in times of crises and despair? 4. If God will take care of you, should believers have to worry about things such as an economic crash or a pandemic? 5. Does God still perform miracles?